हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि। When you say this with a focused attention, you'll really see how you feel strong physically. Really how you can see. You must say with focused attention, with genuine prayer. Really you want your limbs to grow strong. You're not going to grow newly. Already grown will remain strong. Om Aapyayantu Mamangani. Walk Pranaschakshusrotramathobalamindriyani cha sarvani. Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam. Maham Brahma Nirakuryam. Mama Brahma Nirakarot. Anirakaranamastva Nirakaranam me astu. Tadatmani nirateya upanishatsu dharmas temayi santu om shanti shanti shantihi. Samavediye kenopanishadi dvitiya khandaha. Let us read the mantras. Yadi manyase suvedeti daharameva pinonam tvam vetat brahmano rupam yadasyattvam yadasya cha deveshu athanu mimamsamevate manye viditam. Naham manye suvedeti नो न वेदेति वेद च यो नस्तद्वेद तद्वेद यो न वेदेति वेद च यस्यामतं तस्य मतं मतं यस्य न वेदसः अविज्ञातं विजानतां विज्ञातमविजानतां प्रतिबोधविदितं मतं अमृतत्वं हि विन्दते आत्मना विन्दते वीर्यम् Vidyaya vindate mrutam. Now why I read all these four mantras? The four mantras in Vedanta, the very clearly reality is revealed. Reality is understood. Upanishad does not reveal the reality. Upanishad helps us arrive at the reality. It doesn't reveal. It helps us arrive at reality. So very clear. But why I have to say this? Just to remind you of the teaching of Vedanta. So don't get confused. Because now, in this fourth mantra, the Bhashya, which is Bhagavad Pada presence, it is in his commentary on the mantra is over. Please make it very clear. Bhagavad Pada's commentary on the mantra is completed. We have understood very clearly. He made it very clear. There's no doubt. Only I have to send the notes. That's okay. Otherwise, that the present portion which I deal reading now is not the commentary on the mantra. It is not the unfoldment of the mantra of Bhagavad Pada. Bhagavad Pada says how people's view of the reality differs. Okay, view of the reality. They also talk about, because they have to talk about consciousness. But still, they don't have the clear understanding. See, the big difference in saying this, there is abstractness of the reality, subtleness of the reality, formlessness, attributelessness of the reality. There is reality. It is like showing the empty space and asking you to see something. How will it be? Nothing you will say. because of the abstractness, please understand, abstractness, subtleness, attributelessness, and uniformity. It's uniform, indivisible, partless, differenceless, okay, undivided, one whole. And there is reality. There is reality, which is the absolute, which is beyond everything, beyond which nothing is. How are we going to understand it? Because it is, mind is the internal instrument of knowledge, which alone has to be used to know anything. And mind is capable of knowing anything which is external to it. Mind is not made to know what is internal to it. What is behind it? How can it know what is behind it? I told you an example long, long ago. Remember? The grandson cannot see his picture in the grandparents' picture. Even the parents' marriage album. He comes later on. How can he see himself? The same way. It is not possible for the mind to see its truth. Its own truth. The entire mind has to, what is that where the mind exists? What is that mind enjoys existence? What is that the mind becomes conscious? Because of which? What is that which is a blessing for the mind to become conscious and sentient and functional? Mind cannot know. Mind is, even though it is known as antahkaranam, an internal instrument of knowledge. And we have, because only it is an antahkaranam from the standpoint of the sense organs. Mind by itself cannot know the external world. Mind has to come in contact with the sense organs. So sense organs and 5 different sense organs alone can illumine the external objects. And even the mind, for the sense organs to illumine the objects, to bring to light the objects, they need the backing of the mind. So internal instruments of knowledge and external instruments of knowledge, 6 together, okay? Bahya jnana indriyani, bahya indriyani, antahkaranam, together alone, mind through sense organs has to come in contact with the external world of objects. Then mind is designed, you know, to know the external world of objects. It's extroverted always. Can only see outside. There's no inside. From the standpoint of the mind, we can talk about the inside. Okay, what is there beyond the mind? That is why the very question begins in the opening verse mantra of this Upanishad. That is what the student is asking. What is that? Isn't it? Kena manaha prayuktaha praiti. Therefore, what is that? What is beyond the mind? What is distinct from the mind? What is apart from the mind? Other than the mind? Okay? Other than the mind is abstract, formless, subtlest, attributeless. That has to be distinguished. That is physically inseparable, but cognitively discerned. And the cognitively discerning that from the thought, from the mind, cognitive discerning of the cognitively discerning the abstract reality from the subtlest thought. Thought also is subtle. Subtler than the thought is consciousness, reality. Discerning it and helping us arrive at the reality, showing its nature being, its nature is knowing. Its nature is knowing. How do we say the reality is any other way of arriving at reality? No. These are all things made very clear. Why I'm repeating, be very clear. And again, to go back to this Bhashyam part. You know why? Because the Bhashyam, people are very, very new sometimes. Some people are very, very new. I mean, you will get really confused. They should not mistake the Purapakshi's views as the teaching. No. What is our teaching? What a Bhagavad Pada's teaching? What a Upanishadic teaching? Because Shastram is taken as the Pramanam, and we see, you know, through the Shastram, in light of the Shastra's unfoldment, we should see, no, reality has to be, can be arrived at only in terms of its nature of knowing. Jnanasvarupenaiva jnatavyam. Knowing is the very nature, swarupam. That is why, even in a small note for all of you. Have you seen the note yesterday, what I sent? That's only introduction, okay? I've not yet gone anywhere before even going. So, jnanasvarupam. Why repeat it? Because we arrive at reality only as the absolute knower. Absolute knower. And then if you ask the question, is really this abstract reality, I'm not even using the word consciousness, is this abstract reality the knower? If you ask the question, no. Abstract reality is not the knower. Abstract reality is abstract reality. Then, why do you say knower? Because in whose presence mind becomes known. Only from the standpoint of the mind alone, we have to say mind is, that is mind, isn't it? The mind is functional. Mind functions and mind remains non-functional also. Mind, that's why we say instrument, okay? It is functional, it is non-functional. It is functional, it is non-functional. When it is functional, then external world shines. When it's non-functional, external world remains covered in darkness. Oh my God. What can it do? See our helplessness. The world will be so vast. Mind can remain non-functional, make the world totally non-existent. Non-existent means what? If you're fast asleep, mind remains covered in darkness of ignorance. When the mind remains covered in darkness of ignorance, it is as good as non-existent for you, isn't it? Which means the whole world, however vast it is purely dependent on the function of mentation, the function of the mind to come to light. It is the mind is so important in between. Mind has to be functional for the world to shine. If mind becomes non-functional, then the whole setup becomes, even this other rest of the components of the human being become non-functional, become as is non-existent. There's no connection with the external world. Finished world, objective universe, along with the body, along with the sense organs, along with the organs of actions, along with the functional pranas also, becomes as good as non-existent. Understand now? So mind also remains non-functional. So even when the mind is non-functional, please understand, how do we arrive at reality? That is why the Shastram teaches us this avasthatraya prakriya, driktrishya viveka, driktrishya prakriya, it presents. Avasthatraya prakriya also is presented. Avastatriya prakriya, Shastram says, there are only three states of experience, three states of mind. That is how mind, we understand mind is very subtle. How do we understand mind otherwise? Is there a deep sleep state of experience? You can't say no. It's all teaching is only based on your experience. Making, because it is called, no, Akanksha Paddhati. Are you knowing the, knowing the unknown through the known? Isn't it? It's all using what is there, what is our experience based on only Shastram has to teach. So there's a deep sleep state. And in deep sleep state, the mind is blank. Completely blank. There's darkness. There's darkness. There's nothingness. Nothingness, there's darkness, there's blankness, there's no world, no plurality, there's no duality, there's no division, there's just the reality. There's just the reality in sleep. Every day in sleep, what remains is just the vastu. That alone is. How can we say it is not there? What is that? That's why even the intelligent, most brilliant Buddhist ended saying, Naini, the shunyam. Nothing is there. But nothingness is known. Nothingness is known. If suppose nothingness is not known, when you wake up in the morning, you cannot talk about how well you slept. You cannot say how well you slept in deep sleep state. And how it was very comforting. You cannot talk about the comfort you experienced in sleep. Sukham, but you cannot use the word sukham. So, that is the deep sleep state of the mind. Deep sleep, that is why sleep is not of the Atma, sleep is of the mind. Any machine does not work. You can say what? Mind sleeps. The machine sleeps. The mind, the subtlest, inexplicably subtlest internal instrument of knowledge is asleep. Mind is asleep. Mind is asleep means mind is non-functional. Mind is awake means mind is functional. Mind, this dream means mind is in dream. Isn't it? This is what is the, it's how mind functions, which means the mind is non-functional also. When the mind is functional, external world is known. Then you can say, I am. The ahankara, okay, I am means what? Mind is. I am means mind is. Ahankara is. I am the knower of the world. I am here knowing the world. External world. I am here knowing the world. Then you can say, I am here knowing the mind, dream. I am here knowing the desired. I am here knowing. This is all not external world. It's all in the mind itself. Subtle objects. I am here knowing the external world. Form, color, light, sound, taste, touch. Now, internal. I am here knowing this seeing power, hearing power. I am here knowing this jealousy, hatred, anger, desire, passion, aversion, confusion, fear, anxiety. I am here. They're all, subtle objects also, you know. It means you have to distinguish yourself as the knower. So it is possible for one to say, I am the knower only when the mind is functional. To say, I am the knower, mind must be functional. Isn't it? Then, when the mind, we say relative knower, okay? The mind, aham, I am the knower. Absolutely, who is the knower? Relative knower is mind. Absolutely, who is the knower? The knower of the knower. Relatively, we can say, is the knower of the knower. Knower of the knowing. A knower of the ignorance. Knower of knowledge and ignorance. That who is the knower? Then the blankness of, there's a blankness also is object of knowledge. Blankness is object of knowledge. The world not shining, non-shining world is object of knowledge. The world does not shine. There's no gross universe, elemental universe. There's no thought-produced dream universe. No universe, no duality, no plurality. There's blankness. There's blankness of mind. And that blankness is experienced. The blankness is known. Because it is, how do you know it is known? Blankness is known or not? You just tell me. Is blankness known or not? It's all for clarity. If blankness is known, blankness is experienced. That is what, that is state of mind. That is a state, that is an experience. We call the state of mind as a state of experience. Why do you call it experience? Because it is known. What is experienced alone becomes known, isn't it? Experience, it's known. Not that it is known, the experience becomes what? Again, it's remembered. Then it is recollected. It is talked about. Isn't your deep sleep state experience talked about? It should not contradict your experience and reasoning. We do say very well, I slept well, I did not know anything. Aham sukham av aswapsam. Kindergarten sentences from Tattvabodha. Aham sukham aswapsam. Kimapi maya, kimapi nagnyatam maya. Nothing was known. Which means, the deep sleep state experience is discussed. Which means the question comes, how does the mind become, blankness become known? How did the blankness become known? How can we say nothing is there? There is nothingness. Nothingness is known. Nothingness is experienced. So now if nothingness has to be experienced, there must be there must be knower, and the knower cannot be inert. The knower of the nothingness, experiencer of the nothingness, cannot be something inert. Cannot be the inert substance. Understand? The knower of the nothingness must be, who is that knower? And there is knower. What is there when nothing is there? You cannot say there is something. There is something. How does it look? Formless. Formless. Abstract. Inexplicably subtlest. I always use these three adjectives. Formless, attributeless, abstract, inexplicably subtle. Okay, what word can we use then? Knower of nothingness. Knower of nothingness. Knower of the blankness. Knower of the non-experiencelessness. Knower of the absence of pairs of opposites. Knower of the comfort. That knower. Who is that knower? We just say knower. We use the term knower. It's not an adjective. You see, over means it's not an adjective. The knower, the term we helplessly use to distinguish that which know, that because of whose presence mind is known, from the standpoint of the known blank mind. From the standpoint of the known blank mind, the standpoint of the experienced blankness, the standpoint of the nothingness, which is experienced, we say there's an experiencer knower. There's only qualification choicelessly, helplessly attributed from the standpoint of the known. From the standpoint of that abstract reality, can you say knower? Where is the knower? There's no knower. There's something inexplicably subtlest. There's something attributeless. There's something formless. There's something which is formless. What is it something? We can't use any word. That is why Kandavar Vindilar, understand, there's something inexplicable, is at least. Then what can we say? That, what is that? That which knows the blankness, that which knows the emptiness of the mind. So that which knows, then we say, what about the mind? The mind is not, even the mind is blank, we say, my God, in that whole, that mind, the whole Jagat remains unmanifested. The whole cosmos remains like a tiny little seed, tiniest seed, you know, this banyan tree, such a huge tree. But the seed, you know, no? The fig tree, you know, like the fig seed. You all know fig because you all eat fig. So you know fig. You might not have seen the banyan tree seed. But fig seed, how tiny it is. If it open and see one tiny. That one tiniest seed, the whole tree is there. In the same way, in that non-functional mind, my God, the whole universe, including time, space, gross elements, subtle elements, gross objects, subtle objects, mobile beings, experiences, actions, results of actions, laws, everything remains covered in darkness. Because you can't even say how subtle mind is. Or the form of the mind, you can't say anything about it. Understand? That blankness of mind is known from the standpoint of the known mind. You want to say what? There's something, the knower of the mind. This is how the knower becomes the qualification attributed to the reality, abstract reality, from the standpoint of the known mind only. And the same knower of the mind, okay, knower of the mind, is there in the wake dream state of the mind also, as the knower of the dream state. The same knower continues to be there, the knower experiencer continues to be there again in the waking state. And in the waking state, the same knower is there, the mind is very busy, active, knowing every cognition. Knowing every thought, it is there. And to know the thought, when the thoughts are many, cognitions are many, in every cognition, it knows the thought. There is neither knower. There are many knowers, so only knower knows countless number of thoughts, countless number of objects, there were countless number of experiences. But the same knower is there what? Knowing the nothingness. In the active mind, consciousness is the reality is the knower of subtle thoughts. Isn't it? That is why Pratibodha Viditam Matam. Understand? Pratibodha Viditam Matam, every cognition, in every thought, see the thoughts are out, so every thought is known. The thoughts remain resolved, blankness also is known. The knower of the blankness is the same knower experiencer of the thoughts. Knower of the blankness of the mind is the only one blankness. But the functional mind is like what? Countless number of thoughts. The same knower of countless thoughts, same number of thoughtless blank mind. Thoughtless blank mind is known thoughtful. Understand? Countless number of thoughts of the mind also same reality knows. Just it knows. It knows nothing it does. The reality does not do anything other than knowing. Knows. Sannidhi matrena, by its mere presence, can't even move a little to know nothing needs to happen. No change, no motion, no movement, because all pervasive. Subtlest, therefore all pervasive. Therefore sent the notes today, yesterday. So, all pervasive, therefore knows. Then why does it know? Thank God, at least that is the nature. That's what is Swarupam. Understood? Swarupam. So, Jnanam is the Swarupam. Therefore, this word itself be used. That's why the word Jnanam, the word Chit, the word Chaitanyam, these are all the words only imply the reality in terms of its nature. Understand? There's no word. No word can be used. Any word used is used only in terms of its nature. You're going to see many words later on. Nityam, etc. Nityam, Sarvagatam, etc. Therefore, that is the knowing is the Swarupam. So, that's why when I said there's no distance between the known mind, known thought, and known blank mind, known experienced blank mind, and known experienced thought, and the subtle vastu, there is no distance. There's no physically separating is not possible. Okay, take away this, that far, take away this far. You take the opaque thing from the light. Okay? Where will it take? It can't be taken away, isn't it? The same way, mind is always in the awareness. Everything exists only in awareness. Either being known or without being known. Being known, things exist. Without being known, world exists. World exists being known. World exists without being known. When it exists being known, it has a status of being existent. When it exists without being known, it remains covered in darkness, it loses its status of being existent. He exists without having the status of being existent. That's why we say it's as good as non-existent. Therefore, where does the world shine in your mind? Understand? It is the mind In the mind alone, world shines in the form of thoughts, cognitions. Very difficult. So the problem is we see there was world is outside. Is the world, you are seeing the world outside or in the mind? You see your body itself in the mind. You know that? And the mind is in awareness. Therefore, the whole world exists in awareness. Understand? The problem is, we see like this. Why? Because of the identity with the body. When identity is with the body, you think as the world is outside. Very difficult, abstract. That is why Shastram, we have to study so many things. The whole external world, including time and space, shines only in the cognitions in your mind. The world exists in cognitions. The cognitions are perceived. Therefore, the world exists in the form of cognitions, thoughts in the mind. The mind exists in consciousness. The whole world exists in consciousness. Understand? That abstract reality so is implied by the term consciousness, awareness, knowledge. These are three words. This is how even the word is used. Therefore, consciousness is definitely, the reality is of the nature of knowing. That is why it is implied by the term pure knowledge. Reality is of the nature of consciousness, being conscious. Therefore, it is implied by the term consciousness. Reality is of the nature of being aware. Therefore, it is implied by the term awareness. Understand? Therefore, pure awareness, pure consciousness. It's not like the word what you say, I'm conscious of that, I'm conscious of this. Not like that. It is the vastu. The vastu. It is the reality that which alone is absolutely. That without which blank mind cannot exist. And without which nothing else can exist. Understand? Your jnana swarupam. That's why it said pratibodha viditam matam. This is advaita darshanam. And from the standpoint of that vastu, we say there's one. There is one indivisible, undivided, partless whole. Understand? That is why unity in diversity. The diverse universe of things exists in where? In one awareness, one consciousness. Unity in diversity. Understand? Absolutely, there is no difference, there is no division. Absolutely, there is no. Different divisions and differences, plurality, duality are all relative. Relatively, it's there. In standpoint, the body, mind is complex, an individual, look at the world, there's duality, there's division, plurality. Absolutely, there's no divisions, differences. And here, we have to resolve the entire ocean should be resolved in water. You have to say the whole ocean is water. I'm giving the grass example. In the same way, the whole jagat is essentially nothing but pure awareness, pure consciousness. The entire universe of grossest elements and elementals, subtle elements and elementals, including time and space, cannot be resolved cognitively anywhere outside of other than this abstract, formless, subtlest reality, consciousness. The whole has to be resolved in awareness. Using this mind, the Shastra's help, you are able to say that. When you say the whole is resolved in awareness, where will you resolve this mind with which you are knowing? Are you outside of the world? I am Brahma. The whole is Brahma. Understand? That is why Aham Brahmasmi. No, Aham also Brahma. Aham Brahma Asmi. Why you said Aham Brahma Asmi? Because the truth of the whole universe, human being, as a human mind, is blessed with the capacity to arrive at that reality as the truth of oneself. Therefore, we have to say Aham Brahma Asmi. I don't need to say Aham. There is no Aham, okay? The truth of the whole cosmos, the truth being the truth of the whole cosmos, and the truth of the whole cosmos can be arrived at, has to be arrived at, only in human mind, only by human being, only for a human being, as one, as truth of the I, truth of the Aham. Understand? Therefore, we have used the expression Aham Brahmasmi. Otherwise, you can simply say, all that is here is only Brahma. Absolutely, what is there is only Brahman. That is the final vision. Aham Brahma has been a big confusion. That is why, unless a person is mature, it is difficult for one to understand. It takes a lot of, understanding. Discerning, cognitive discernment, discerning is very important. So they're not ordinary people. They're not ordinary people. They're all great thinkers. The problem is they did not accept Shastram as the Pramanam. They wanted to use their own intellectual capacity. So they wanted to take reasoning, logic. Let us use logic. Okay, using only the Tarka, logic as the Pramanam. And with their based on their perceptual knowledge, based on the intellectual capacity. How much is the human intellect capable? Human intellect is amazing. It's a wonder, no doubt. It is capable of discovering countless number of things within the realm of the world. The world is so vast. It's capable of knowing anything other than itself, its own nature. But to know what is that, because of which is amazing instrument called Antahkanam Buddhi, which is capable of knowing everything in the world. What is that? What is that which backs this mind? Which enables the mind a wonderful instrument of knowledge? What makes this mind conscious, sentient, makes it functional as a knower mind? This way, it is this abstract, formless reality. We cannot deny it. Because there's a time when the mind goes to sleep. And when the mind is asleep, knowing the mind as something else is, that knower of the mind is greater than the mind. Devourer of the mind. Engulfer of the mind. Mind devours everything. And the engulfer, devourer of the mind is that abstract formless reality. That is why Brahma, Brihat, big. That's why Atma, all pervasive. Understand? Therefore, now, Pratibodha Viditam, Bodham Bodham Viditam, every small piece of knowledge, you are very much there. Understand? That is why there's not even a fraction of a second you can miss the truth. Your seeing means you are you the awareness are in seeing and the seen. The seer is Brahma. Therefore, seeing is Brahma, seen is Brahma. The Triputi is not there in the abstract formless awareness. Understand? The known world, the knowing, and the knower, all three are one. Arrived through the knower, and this is the absolute knower. Nothing is there, okay? The knower of the knower, knower of the knowledge, knower of the known is absolute knower. The standpoint of which is not the knower. Absolute knower is not the knower. Understand? Knows by its very nature. You frame all divisions and differences. Of course, divisions are there, differences are there, all relative. The standpoint of the known, you can talk about the differences, divisions. Patibodh, which fraction of second can you miss Ishvara? From morning you wake up until you fall asleep, what is experienced is Brahma. Brahman is experienced as what? The experiencer is Brahma. Brahman is experienced in every experience as the experiencer. Understand? In every experience, there is experiencer. Experiences vary, but the experiencer does not vary. That which is experienced as the experiencer is Brahma. Subject. That's why viditat, aviditat, adi. Now mind is known. When the world is not known, mind is what? The total blankness of mind is what? Unmanifested universe is known. Manifested universe also is known. Karanam and karyam. Everything is known. Vitam, aviditam. Everything is, that which is distinct from the everything is Brahma. Is it clear? Having said this much, now Acharya, this teaching is over, completely over. Now what is personalities? In spite of being brilliant brains, okay, Bhartru Prapancha is not an ordinary person, a great intellect. Still, you know, still, when really do not, the, really do not analyze the mantras, Shastra, there is a problem of getting confused. That's why we saw what he says in yesterday's class, isn't it? So there, the what we saw in yesterday's class, see, Acharya presents how to point out the error, fallacy in the thinking, in the view of others. Okay? The view of others, how they interpret. Isn't it? How they see this abstract reality implied by the term consciousness. How they see consciousness. We are very clear how abstract reality is of the nature of consciousness. We are very clear because we follow what Shastram says. So, Bhartru Prapanchaha, what does he say? The swarup, what is known as swarupam is taken to be an action. So he's knowing an action or is knowing this swarupam. Is it knowing is the nature or is it an action? Is knowing, of course, we say awareness, the abstract formless reality knows. Abstract formless, now imagine the deep sleep state alone. Abstract formless inexplicably subtlest reality knows. Experiences. Isn't it? How do you say it knows? We use the term verb knows from the standpoint of the known mind, the known blankness of the mind. The standpoint, the known blankness of the mind, we do say, yes, reality knows. Therefore, we make it adjective as what? Knower. Therefore, the knower of the blankness is the abstract reality. I'm not even using the term consciousness, okay? The knower of, there is, the abstract formless reality is, it knows, therefore, the knower of the mind, blankness of the mind is the abstract formless reality. Knower of, I'm saying reality is the knower, I'm not saying, the knower of the abstract formless, the knower of the blankness of the mind in the deep sleep state, knower of the dream in the dream state, the knower of every thought and every cognition in the waking state is abstract formless reality. Why do we say that? Why do we say reality knows? Why do we add the verb knows? Why do we add the adjective knower? From the standpoint of the known. From the standpoint of the reality, we cannot use any word. Understand? Now, why does it know? What effort does it make? I sent the notes to you. What instrument does it know? What pramanam does it know to know? That's why swarupam. Understand now? No jnanam swarupam. Knowing is the swarupam. It is not an action. No, there's no will is used. You can call it an action only if it, a will is used. I should know, I should do this, I should get it, then it is a will is used. There's no will used. There's no effort made. There's no help taken. There's no pramanam needed. It is there, knows. Sannidhi matre, maybe it's mere presence it knows. That is why knowing is the swarupam. We understand the reality, nature being knowing from the standpoint of the known. That is how recognizability of the reality is dependent on the known. Is it clear now? Reality is recognizable because of the known. The known is not there. The reality will be there without an overqualification. How can you recognize it? Even the recognizability, reality is recognizable from the standpoint of the inert known. Otherwise, it's not even recognized. That's why it's not recognizable. Understand here? Therefore, knowing is the swarupam. Is it swarupam? Is it an action? Is it clear now? No. Atma jnana swarupaha. Brahma jnana swarupam. Jnana swarupam Brahma. Jnana swarupaha atma. No doubt about it. But what does Bhartru Prapancha say? What does Jnana Karma Samuchyavadi say? Action. Knowing is an action. You can say knowing is a function of the mind. And that function is possible because the blessing of the Atma, we can say relatively, absolutely, knowing is the swarupam of the Atma. Is it clear? But here, what does the Bhartru Prapancha say? Knowing is an action. And Pratibhavitamatam is differently explained. Don't worry, I've sent the notes for it, it'll become much clearer. But here, let me read quickly the Bhashyam part, what we saw yesterday, to clarify the doubt. It's all right? Okay. Yada punaha, yada. See punaha again. Bodhakriya karta iti. Bodhakriya lakshanena tat kartaram vijanati. This is the first sentence. see, this Bhartruprapanchaha understands the Atma as Vijanati is equal to understands. Okay? Understands the Atma. That's implied, okay? Understands the Atma as Kartaram, as the doer. As the doer of what? Doer of Tat. Doer of the act of knowing. Bhartruprapancha understands Atma as the doer of that act of knowing. And what is the reason? Bodhakriya lakshanena. Through the means of the act of knowing. To the means of the act of knowing. As what? Bodhakriya karta. As the performer of the act of knowing. See, Bhartruprapanchaha understands Atma as the doer of that act of knowing through the means of the act of knowing as the performer of the act of knowing, as the doer of the act of knowing. Is it clear? Okay. Now he explains, Bodha Lakshanena Viditam. How Atma is known? How Brahman is known? Bodha Lakshanena Viditam. Brahman is known through the means of act of knowing. Bodha Lakshana means what? Brahman is known through the act of knowing. Therefore, Pratibodha Viditam. Therefore, Brahman is known as the performer of the act of knowing. Knowing. Thus, Vyakhyayate, it is explained. What is the difference? An Advaiti says, Knower is Atma. Bhartruprapancha says, Atma is the knower. Is it clear now? Do you see the two sentences? What is the first? Is the first word? The knower is Atma, Advaiti says. Bhartruprapancha says what? Atma is the knower. Got it, Sarthaka, now? If you don't understand, they both say the same thing, we'll say. The knower is Atma. Atma is the knower. When you say Atma is the knower, you make knowing as an action. When you say knower is Atma, the knowing is Swarupam. So, iti vyakhyayate, pratibodha, bodha lakshanena viditam. So, pratibodha viditam, iti vyakhyayate. They both say, this, it looks very nicely, same, isn't it? It's not the same. Atma is known in every cognition as the knower. Who says? Bhartruprapancha. And Advaiti say, the knower of every cognition, now the knower of every thought is Atma. Okay. Then, yatha, example is what? Yatha, yaha, vrikshashakaha chalayati saha vayuhu. Iti. Tadvat. How Atma, being the performer of the act of knowing, is known. How Atma is known. How Atma is recognized. According to him. According to him, Atma is the knower. Atma is recognized as the knower of the mind. According to Bhartruprapancha, Atma is recognized as the knower of the mind. Is it? Okay. How? Yatha, just as. Tadvat, so. Yatha, tadvat means tatha. Yaha vriksha shakaha chalayati saha vayuhu. Separate sentence. Wind is that which causes the movement of the branches of the tree. Which causes the branches and the tree, you can say. Vrikshasya shakaha. Vrikshashakaha chalayati. Saha vayuhu. Vayuhu kaha. Abna pashyami. Kaha kathamasti vayuhu. I don't know who the wind is. You want to know. Kaha vayuhu. Yaha vrikshashakaha chalayati. Saha vayuhu. The one who causes the movement of the branches of the tree is wind. This is how you arrive at the wind as the one who causes the movement. Similarly, you arrive at the Atma as the one who knows, one who does the act of knowing. Understand? Yatha tadvat. Is it clear until then? Okay. Any doubt is there? Okay. Tada. Okay. If, no, tada he is. If, when this Bhartrupapancha says so, tada, then what will be the logical fallacies? Yada saha tada, tatha vadati. Tada. Okay. When he says so, then bodhakriyashaktimanatma dravyam. Atma becomes the substance which is endowed with the capacity, which endowed with the power. Bodhakriyashakti. The endowed with the knowing power. It is a substance which is endowed with the bodhakriyashakti, the power of the knowing action, the capacity, the power of knowing action. It's a substance, which means na bodhaswarupah eva. It does not be atma. If we take what he says, the atma does not become the bodhaswarupah. Knowing is not the swarupam of nature of the atma. Knowing becomes the action of the atma, because atma becomes an inert substance. But what now? It has the power. It's endowed with the power of the act of knowing. Na bodhaswarupaha. When atma is not of the nature of consciousness. Now what happens now? Atma is inert. Na bodhaswarupaha. Atma becomes jadaha if it is not a swarupam. Then, but knowledge is not there always. Knowledge comes and goes. Knowledge goes, ignorance is there. Ignorance goes, knowledge comes. Therefore, bodhaha tu jayate. Bodhaha vinishyati. Knowledge rises. Knowledge goes. Bodhaha tu jayate. Vinishyati cha. Isn't it? Waking state, knowledge is. Deep sleep state, vinishyati. That's ignorance. Bodhaha jayate, bodhaha vinishyati cha. Then what happens to atma then? If knowing is an action of the atma, the atma, what happens to atma then? When the ignorance goes. Okay, then, yada bodhaha jayate, tada bodhakriya savisesha. When knowledge rises, whenever there is knowledge, in waking state, when the knowledge is there, the dream of knowledge is there, tada, then, bodhakriya savisesha. Then atma, savisesha means atma is with the attribute. Savisesha means atma is with the attribute as the knower through the act of knowing. Bodhakriyaya, through the act of knowing, because of the act of knowing, atma is with the qualification knower. Is it clear? Yada bodhaha jayate. So Atma has the attribute of being the knower through the act of knowing, only when there is not an act of knowing. Only when the knowledge is there. Yada bodha jayate. When, what happens now? Yada bodha nashyati. See the second sentence. Yada bodha nashyati. When knowledge perishes. Knowledge goes. When there is ignorance. In deep sleep state, what is there? When ignorance, then nashta bodha. Atma becomes, what now? Atma loses the consciousness. As the one which has lost consciousness, knowledge, dravya matram, Atma remains as substance, which nirvisesha, without the attribute of being the knower. Atma, nashta bodha means inert, okay? Atma remains as inert, mere inert substance without the attribute of being the knower. Tatra evam sati, if this is so, this is all his explanation, okay? If this is so, okay, yada bodha tu jayate, bodha vinashyati cha, yada bodha jayate, tada bodha kriya savisesha. When knowledge rises, then Atma is there as the knower, Atma is with the knower qualification through the act of knowing. Yada bodha nashyati, when knowledge goes, when ignorance comes, tada nashta bodha, Atma, having lost in consciousness, as an inert, mere substance, remains without the attribute of being the knower. Okay. Tatra evam sati. If tatra evam sati means what? Such being the case with his understanding, Acharya says, what are the problems now? Vikriyatmakaha, savayavaha, anityaha, ashuddaha, ityadeha doshaha na parihartum shakyante. It is not possible, na shakyante, it is not possible at all to remove these defects attributed to the Atma. What are the defects now? The defectory Atma is looked upon as the defective Atma. Atma has all, what are the defects now? Vikriyatmakaha. Atma becomes subject to change. Atma becomes partful. Savayavaha. As what? The partful means what? Knower, different from the known and the knowledge. Atma is the knower. Therefore what? Now there is knowledge and known. Called savayavaha. Understood? Then anityaha, because knower comes and goes. Knower status comes, knower status goes. Therefore, time bound. Ashuddaha, impure. Diagonally opposite. All the beautiful things which I would understand about Atma, they all become nonsense. These actually unnecessary. We do not know this. But just to, no, if you happen to hear, because these confusions are possible, if we take Atma as the knower, then these are all the problem. The Trevam Sati, such being the case, means if Atma is taken as the knower, as the one involved in the act of knowing, then it is impossible to alter these defects attributed to the Atma as the one who is subject to change, being partful and being time limitation, and the finite, Atma becomes finite. Atma becomes impure, ashuddha. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.